hello there. This is How to Die Alone.
Hey guys, How to Die Alone podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Stephen Henry. With me, as always, is Max Wilkins.
Matt Williams.
David Wayne.
Heidi Ho.
And our special guest this week, Maria Williams, no relation.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah, it's Marie. We got Marie in here.
Yep. Yeah. I am here.
You guys asked for her, we got her.
Who's asking? Oh my gosh.
Jorge Gonzalez, we have a contraction where we have to announce his name at the very beginning of every episode.
Apparently Jeff Bauer.
And Jeff Bauer, yeah.
And Nick Noble. Like, why don't we just... And Marie also listens, apparently.
Oh, Jeff Klein.
And Jeff Klein, yeah.
Yeah, so those are the people that I know, actually, like, that have said, oh, yeah.
And apparently John Jacobs now.
Yeah, Jacobs listens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's great. I love your episode. It's great.
Yeah, do more. Do more of that. Or never do that again.
Yeah. I have it on in the background of my house when I'm cleaning. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so I didn't know. Steven has a dog named Piper.
I do.
And I didn't know that she didn't like women. I thought she just didn't like strangers.
She doesn't like strangers in general, but she especially doesn't like women.
Okay, because the only dogs I've ever met have, like, with that problem, have only disliked men.
Yeah,
I've seen that
too. Yeah. No, it took her like a month and a half to get used to my girlfriend.
Steven, you trained her well.
Yeah.
Keep these women away.
Well, they mirror their owners, right? They say.
Yeah, that's true.
You got a gay dog?
Only hay.
Hay.
So, God damn it.
Yep. Lol.
Yeah.
Piper.
Yeah, so we've...
What Marie want to talk about movies, she said. That was the topic.
Yeah.
This is for a jumping off point.
So I watch a lot of movies, and I think that's a cool, relatable thing. Yeah. I do a thing with my friends now where I just, like, watch two movies that are kind of similar back-to-back. Like, I watched E.T. and Mac and Me, and it was just the best thing ever. Like,
what's Mac and Me?
Mac and Me is great.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's like an 80s knockoff of E.T.
Well, wasn't E.T. also from the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
Sorry, it was like a low-budget E.T., I guess. Like, you know how they do that? Like Hollywood, or they do it with music, so for sure. I don't know. They do the same thing with movies.
Yeah.
Someone went in, saw the movie, and they're like, hey, I just got an idea. It's like, did you get an idea? You just want to rip this off.
That's pretty much what it is.
Literally.
What is it, like, The Illusionist, and then what was the other one?
The Prestige.
The Prestige. It's like the same
There's
shit.
There's Transformers, Transmorphers.
No, but those things.
Yeah.
Transmorphers.
The Illusionist and The Prestige, like, released within, like, a month of each other. So, like.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. That was.
Well, I think Mac and Me and them maybe came out within, like, a year of each other.
Well, it sounds like Mac and Me, they didn't put as much time on.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay,
they're probably doing principal photography in the theater for E.T.
So, I'm now hooked. I have to hear about Mac and Me.
Oh, my God. You can start, David. I'm trying to, like, rack up the facts.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in such a long time, so it's hard for me to
remember. So, was it Spielberg-backed?
Definitely not.
On a scale of one to Surf Ninjas, how good was it?
That's a tough one.
More like a three ninjas. Three Kangaroo Jacks.
like a three ninjas, not Surf Ninjas. But
sorry.
You're good.
They just, it's
three,
like.
Three Ninjas is awesome, though.
It's like a kid on a bike and he finds the alien, right? And his name's Mac.
No, he's in a wheelchair.
Oh, that's it. He's in a wheelchair. That's
he's
it.
In a wheelchair and he careens down a hill.
That's
like,
right.
At very disturbing speed.
So,
fantastic.
Wait,
the alien in his lap?
Yes, and it's just like this, like, stupid-ass puppet just, like, jiggling in his lifeless
little
legs.
On top of his
it's
polio
a horrible
blanket.
Wait, so
I'm not even kidding. That's what it is.
So he finds an alien on a metal two-wheel object. All right, just like a bicycle, just like
right.
E.T.
There's
no copyright infringement at all here.
Right.
Yeah. He's in a wheelchair.
So there is a kid that's already paralyzed going breakneck speed.
I just like
break
that.
Leg speed.
Dude, that's awesome. Because, like, I love it when...
they just rip shit off.
Yeah. Well, like Rick and Morty did that with
Back to the Future?
No, they did everything pretty much.
It was pretty much.
Every episode, but...
I said that to someone once, and they were like, is that true? I'm like, are you fucking kidding?
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, have you ever seen Back to the Future?
Yeah, except for this makes more sense. Because, like, they're actually related, so it's like they do have some sort of relationship or something happened.
It's not just an old man that his family is okay with him hanging out with after school.
Yeah, that's what everyone always brings up about that, all right? We're not going to pick apart Back to the Future right now. Yeah. I will come over this goddamn table, Steve. The best trilogy ever.
Well,
yes.
The third one was dog shit.
That's what everyone says, but I love it too, just the same.
I thought that one was funny because especially when he makes the ice machine, that's like this big, huge, like, contraption with like steam and shit, and it makes like, what,
three? It makes one cube ice.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's like, bloop.
Yeah.
Puts it in the drink. And I was like, but that's like how computers used to be. And then I was like, oh my God, now we have ice makers in our house. Yeah. And they're tiny.
If you're
really
lucky.
Amazed at ice makers, Matt.
I got trays. I got trays for my ice.
Yeah. If you've got a better way of finding ice, I'd like to hear it.
No, but Mac and me, I don't... God damn, I'm struggling now because I forgot he was in a wheelchair.
Can or can it not throw oranges?
I saw it when I was a kid. And it was just like, it's like a little orange, like, alien, isn't it? Like
it's like a Dizzy Gillespie-looking, melted...
Oh, yeah.
Like, just, it's horrifying.
Eyes are bug eyes.
It's like, so ugly.
He's got, like, Django Reinhardt hands.
I'm going to pretend I know who that is.
Well, I figured when you were mentioning Dizzy Gillespie, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Well, no, so it's just... You know the John Williams score of E.T.? It's the exact same thing, but on, like, a synthesizer. It's so ugly and terrible. It's played over every scene, and it's just...
Ew.
It's grating. I can't believe you actually watched that as a kid.
Yep.
Like, out of context, like, unironically.
Did you ever see...
What was that?
Do you ever see Flight of the Navigator?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have?
But I barely remember it. It's one of those... I just remember, like, a silver... Very shiny,
yeah.
Spacecraft, and then it could materialize its steps, but mm-hmm. That was it.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I remember out of that thing. It was just like, oh, that's neat. But other than that, like, I think I watched it 4 or 5 times. Cannot remember any plot points, any characters.
I can't remember almost anything except for the fact that there was just like plant life on the spaceship that seemingly just existed in the movie just to fuck with the kid. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it didn't advance the plot. They never really explained it. They're like, oh, this thing's just creepy, isn't it? Cool. All right. Like, I don't know why that had to be.
I love when movies do that shit, though.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays, because the internet and Reddit will just take over and, like, form these ridiculous backstories on how it happened.
Yeah. Oh, like, that was the thing with E.T. was that they were saying, with, like, E.T. can use the Force because they showed his people and... like one of the Star Wars movies in like the Senate room or something.
Oh yeah, that was the director of Star Wars. I don't know why I'm blanking on his name. But that
George
was just
Lucas?
Him fucking around. Yeah, George Lucas. That was him being like, "Ha, I'm clever."
Well, he was friends with like Steven Spielberg, all those guys. I watched a documentary about it. Like, well, Scorsese,
that's how
Spielberg.
Indiana Jones happened.
Yeah, they were all just like these big movie directors in the 80s, just like whoever could get the first pop. And, like, to break through, you know what I mean?
Right.
And Jaws happened, and then all of a sudden, now Scorsese has these movies coming out, and, like, all these other people. It's pretty interesting.
Did you guys ever...
interweaving, like, telling each other their movies and shit? Or
oh,
they're just, like,
of,
watching
yeah.
each
they
other's movies
worked.
And going, like, oh, I'm going to put that little blip into my movie type
kind
thing?
Kind of, yeah. It was just, like, oh, they're all friends, so they would just do little shit.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'd totally do that.
What?
Like, if any of my friends...
You mean, like, how we burn bits?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm stealing everyone's material.
Well, not stealing.
Yeah.
Homage.
Yeah.
Easter eggs.
Right.
Even.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That. Oh, my God. That's why I hated Ready Player One. Like, I really did not enjoy that one because, like, it was essentially that South Park episode of Member Berries where it's just like, oh yeah, I remember that.
Or the Family Guy.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
The Family Guy depiction of Dane Cook. Does anyone else remember Transformers?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh, they've been doing that. And then they finally did it to us for like my generation in like early we're in our early 30s and we're like, oh yeah, I remember Jurassic Park. Oh yeah, I remember seeing Iron Giant and all this other shit.
No, like, let's just put all that shit in the movie.
Yeah, and they call it all Easter eggs. It was like, hey, look, you remember that little tiny part right there? Wasn't that silly?
Yeah, it's not a great movie, but I loved it. I don't know why. It was really entertaining to me. I it wasn't because of all the Easter eggs, though. I'm like,
yeah, you're like,
I just want to see elves, like, see poorly CGI'd. Like, that's it.
If you want to see that, yeah, that's what I was gonna ask. Who else? What was the last movie you guys watched?
What, in theaters or in general?
Or just in, like, a poorly shitty, not shitty, but just, like, a weird, obscure movie.
Oh, shit.
Like, it was good, but, like, no one knows about it, you know what I mean?
Well, not, it wasn't good and people kind of know about, but I watched Cowboys vs. Aliens.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, my God, I forgot about that movie.
Yeah, just, like, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, like, Goldeneye running around with, like, a bracelet on, like, shooting people.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, and it was like cowboys and Indians trying to shoot way overpowered. It was like a video game, and you should not be in that level yet. Like, that was them fighting aliens because they had like sticks and guns, but like no matter where they shot it, they would not die.
Yeah.
Until and then what was their name?
It was like Stormship Troopers, but like
yeah,
they're nowhere near as advanced as them. Right. Starship Troopers, I'd say. Yeah.
Right, so it was kind of, and that was another one. I've seen it like 3 times. Can't remember any plot points.
That's a great movie.
What, Cowboys versus Aliens?
No, Starship Troopers, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Casper Van Dien? Come on, man.
What, you like the part where he gets whipped or whatever?
Yeah.
Marie, have you seen that movie?
I've seen reviews for it. Well, fuck, I never said
Doogie
I was
Howser's
cool,
in like... it. He's like a genius.
Yeah. So he was a military genius or whatever.
Well, yeah.
So, like, yeah, they played this futuristic kind of football where, like, it's silver, yeah, but it's got, like, red lights on it, and everybody's doing, like, backflips and shit. And, like, whenever someone gets hit, they do, like, a somersault.
I just like anything with giant ants. I'm just going to be honest. Like, that's all it takes for me.
Mm. Honey, like, I Shrunk the Kids.
Well, yeah. Or, have you guys ever played the game Earth Defense Force?
No.
No.
Are you familiar with it? It's just giant ants the whole game, basically. Like, giant ants, giant moths, giant insects, and you just, like, run around and shoot them. It's pretty
sweet.
See, that's
scary to me.
What console?
It's on PC, PS3, PS4.
So it's a new game?
Newer.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. Recommend it. They're usually cheap as shit, too.
What's it called?
Earth Defense Force. Like, any of them. They're all the same game.
Right, yeah, yeah. Earth Defense Force.
But, I mean, it's like, if you like Starship Troopers, you can live Starship Troopers.
That's right.
Do you want to know more?
Yeah.
Well, I watched it's an 80s movie as well. It's called Altered States.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen it?
No.
It's weird. I think you would like it, Marie. Because it's like one of those like weird, obscure 80s movies that's like shitty, like CGI, like before CGI. So it's just like shitty graphics. It's about this guy who's a scientist, and he experiments with... like deprivation. No. Like deprivation tanks.
You two ladies kiss now.
Yeah.
He's got his clipboard.
Oh, that's probably a good way to, back in the day. I'm a scientist, ladies. I'm doing this for science. I'm not getting off at all.
No, you're not. Where's your degree? I have a lab coat.
Don't look over here. I'm jerking off. But just keep going.
Let me just fish my pen out. It'll take me like 10 minutes.
But it's like this guy, and like he experimented.
That movie's weird, David.
It's a great movie.
You sure you didn't watch like a porno? Is that
no, modern. Yeah.
Mommy, I blew the kids.
Yeah,
or Honey, I blew the kids.
Where? All over.
Gross.
No, yeah.
Also doubles as a.
Why won't the shower curtain open?
But anyway, he experiments with like sleep deprivation tanks, and then he goes on some trip to Mexico.
Wait, sleep deprivation tanks?
Yeah, that's it.
You know what I'm talking about? It was sensory.
Sensory deprivation tanks, sorry.
Yeah,
using the Nazi camp.
Yeah. Sleep deprivation tank is like, would be them in a tube with brightly lit with music blaring in it, probably shaking.
Yeah.
Like the opposite of sensory deprivation.
Oh, okay.
Just blasting.
That's like sensory overload tank.
Yeah, just blasting Beastie Boys and trap music.
Maybe with like a display of like one of those monkeys with the cymbals.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a monkey, Derek.
Why did I pay for this?
He's doing it for science. So. Yeah. But it was a sensory deprivation tank, and then he goes like on a trip to Mexico, and like they give him like these crazy drugs, and he has like this crazy experience on these drugs. So he brings some back with him and wants to experiment with those drugs like in the sensory deprivation tank.
Yeah,
and shit just goes bananas. You just gotta watch it. It's crazy, dude.
What do you mean shit goes bananas?
Like, you can find it online like for free to stream. It's called Altered States.
Okay,
it's like an 80s movie. I thought it was pretty good.
I love how dirty all 80s movies look. Like, they were shot through, like, a Tupperware container.
Oh, it's so grainy. Well,
it's the same thing. Anytime you watch any British-produced movie...
Oh, so ugly.
Yeah,
it looks like... Don't get me started on Bollywood. It's just one pixel.
Yeah. It looks like every single British movie was shot with Instagram filters on. Like, sepia, oh why God. Not?
Yeah.
That's what they do, just all sepia the whole time.
Yeah, they're like, let's put this, like, crack down the middle of it, too.
Yeah, we need the film burns.
Yeah.
It's the only way people are going to believe it. So,
no, it was weird. I don't know how old you are when this happened, but when they did the transition from VHS to DVDs, mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, the quality is completely different. It's completely different. Like, if I watched the VHS right now, I'd be like, how the fuck did I watch this?
Yeah.
Like, this is almost unwatchable. Like, everything about this sucks. But I wonder if there's any, like, purists out there that are like, oh, you got to watch it on VHS. Because, like, you know how the people are like, oh, you got to listen to it on vinyl. Yeah. That's the only way to listen to music. Well, you got to watch it on VHS.
The kind of people still clinging to suspenders because they're like, no, belts are for conformists.
Cars, fooey.
You go in their basement, it's got like every VHS tape ever.
Yeah, no, that was what my grandparents' neighbor would do. Is like, it was just every day he would just like at least tape one or two tapes, and he had like hundreds, maybe thousands of tapes that he had just illegally copied for like the past like, I guess whenever VHS came out for like 20 years.
Like Night Court episodes or something.
Yeah, I was like, why are you doing this? Because it was for no reason.
He was like, how else am I going to have a copy of Bushwhacked?
Yeah.
That was a great movie.
Wasn't that like Boy Scouts?
Yeah, Daniel Stern.
Daniel Stern's a Scoutmaster.
Spider.
That's a dog shit movie.
It's great.
Yeah, was he a criminal in that one?
Yeah.
He was, okay.
No, he wasn't. Like, they thought he was.
Yeah, they thought he was a felon.
Yeah.
So, pretty much every other den leader?
So, like, he was trying...
He delivered a package, like, for some package company and saw some crazy shit. So, now those people are trying to kill him, so he has to hide. So, he runs out, meets these, like, Boy Scouts, and they assume he's the Scoutmaster. So now he's, like, going hiking in, like, fucking Italian boots and, like, leather suit. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I was like, leather jacket. Seems outdoorsy.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about Daniel Stern is he voiced Dilbert in the cartoon.
Weird.
Yeah. Because, you know, you look at a guy like Daniel Stern, you're, like, basically an engineer.
He had the hair for it, for sure, for a while there.
Oh, yeah.
This guy should not be seen anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Inside him.
I don't think I've seen him in a movie since 96.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason for that.
Yeah. They're like, oh.
They're like, HD is not kind to you.
That's why VHS was back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
They're just better. Coating the lens with Vaseline. Yeah. Like a there's spackling movies, trowel.
Yeah,
is there a way to shoot it in VHS? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, there's a camera specifically for VHS.
Shoot it on flip phone,
like an old RCA, like on your shoulder. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're gonna shoot this on this RCA from the 80s.
Although, there's got to be hipsters in Portland and shit doing that.
Oh yeah,
just like having like over the shoulder, just like huge like barbecue like dads. Like okay,
that's
just
the trend now. Like since the 80s are back in style, their movies are trying to recreate the 80s looks. I'm like, why?
Well, Stranger Things was like a big thing when that was like 80s.
Yeah,
they should do like 90s. How come nothing's for the 90s? I thought it was every 20 years it repeats itself.
You know what's jarring is seeing girls with shoulder pads again. Like, have you started seeing that?
I have not.
It's bizarre.
Like on sweaters and shit? Like grandma sweaters?
Yeah.
Ew.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. Well, no one wears sweaters in Florida. It's 1,000 degrees outside.
It's typically lesbians, but, like, some of them. Oh,
okay. Those are basically not people. Like, so it doesn't really
I think, like, Cameron Esposito wears them and shit.
Oh, well, that makes sense. Yeah. L.A.? Okay, I could see that being a thing.
But I'm like, why is this back? Like, why do we need this Paula Poundstone aesthetic again?
Yeah.
We can just stop.
I don't know.
Bring back child molesting.
Because, like, I thought it was every 20 years, because when I was, like, in middle school in the 90s, everyone was wearing bell bottoms from, like, the 70s.
What?
You remember those? Like, flare pants?
Oh.
They called them flare. Like, they'd be, like, tight on the legs, and, like, girls would wear them, and then, like, and then they'd flare out at the bottom.
Like, yeah.
Not like Ric Flair pants, which are just feather boas the whole way
down. Yeah, no, not that.
It goes woo every step.
Exactly. So I was like, I can't wait for the 90s to come back. But it never did.
I don't want the 90s to come back. Like, let's keep
I don't either. It was weird.
In a time capsule where they belong in the ground.
I saw there was an app for, like, a Pog game, and I'm like, we could just stop. Like, there's no need for this.
That's awesome. Pogs are great, dude.
Oh, yeah, that was...
You didn't like Janko jeans? Come on, man. Those are the shit.
David's inner juggalo's coming out.
Oh, yeah. No, I was never into ICP, but I definitely like Jankos.
Oh, yeah, because that's how everybody knew that you listened to Deftones.
Yeah. That's the rule, Matt.
Yeah, and Korn and Limp Bizkit.
You've heard of Carpenter Cut Pants. These are Steven Carpenter Cut Pants.
Oh, yeah. $3 bill, y'all, dude, was my shit.
I love that
biscuit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Limp Bizkit.
And Significant Other. I was like, yeah, I know a lot about Limp Bizkit, actually.
Well, you're nearly from where they're from, aren't you?
They're from Jacksonville. Oh my God. Yeah. No, actually, Creed is closer to me because they came from, like, Tallahassee. So, like, Creed got, like, shoved into my face, like,
eerily when I was close.
Like, yeah,
like you were a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, Scott Stapp was right here. I could smell his balls.
Like, he's like, with thighs wide open.
Welcome in the sunlight.
Welcome to
yeah.
I'll take you to Denny's.
I'm glad that singing voice kind of went away with the 90s. It was like started fading out in the early 2000s.
Well,
it was
like, that's why everyone makes fun of Nickelback. It's because Nickelback kept it going long after.
Right. They're like, yeah, these guys get it.
Yeah, that's right. I like Nickelback.
So does Kevin Holly. Shout out to Kevin Holly.
Yeah, he probably listens.
Yeah, unironically.
No, I mean to this.
Oh, fuck Kevin Holly.
Yeah. That little midget Mario Palmer-looking motherfucker.
And Stan. Stan Dowdeo and open Mike Tyree with Open Mic Live. They could suck it, too. No, actually, I got an apology from Stan because he said,
"Sorry for all this music I made
for making fun of your brand."
I should get an apology from them too. No, he was saying at the improv show, the TNF one. He said they were doing like a Q&A, and they gave like Stan the mic and they asked him some questions, and he just completely blanked on everything, and he was like, "I should not do stand up ever."
Yeah, he made a post about it saying, "This is I don't deserve to be stand up. I deserve to be like sitting behind a mic, not on stage, doing stand up or something."
Yeah, so I was like, "Ha!" No, it's just every time I get brought up in the Open Mic Live, they're like, "He sucks." Every single time, they're like, "Fuck that guy, he sucks," and I'm like, "Oh yeah, now you suck."
Jeez, I was there. Got him. Kind of blink.
He did. Yeah, he did. I was outside. Yeah.
And you were on the screen.
Yeah, Swamp Jack. I was on Swamp Jackers, guys. I made it.
You big dummy.
Yeah, no, that made me so happy. Yeah, you big dummy.
Red Fox. What is this?
No, that's what it says in the video.
Oh, he does.
I'm a big dummy. Don't rip me now.
No, I got a text from David. He was like, "Hey, you're on the main screen." I was like, "What the fuck is this?" Like, that made me so happy. Like, you have no idea how happy.
The only time Matt ever got improv main stage.
I know.
Jeez.
Through a comedy bit.
Hollow Matt was up. So, yeah, if only I could make a headliner Tron and hide behind that.
Getting spanked by Clark's knife. Right on the main stage.
This is so inside baseball right now.
Yeah, that's fine. Go check out Swamp Jackers on YouTube, the John Jacobs, or on his Facebook.
Yeah, there you go.
Or on my Facebook. Look for the tags.
So bringing it back to movies, have you guys ever seen a movie
actually,
called...
Actually, it's kind of like a mini-movie on YouTube. So that's what sketches are.
Okay,
yeah
they're mini-movies.
tying it back together.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I knew there was a reason for that.
No, I was going to say, with the movie topic, have you ever seen Backfield in Motion?
Jesus Christ, no. Was that a porn? How do you guys watch so much shit?
It was a made-for-TV movie starring Roseanne Barr.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Yeah, look at that segue. Mm. You like that, boys? That's what we call in the biz a goddamn professional, all right?
What?
What? Matt, don't you want me right now?
No, my favorite thing to do, one of my roommates was a really big movie buff. For some reason, movie trailers always stick with me better than the movies. And so he'd be like, oh, yeah, did you watch Jackie Brown? I was like, oh, the one with Samuel L. Jackson and like one or two other people. He's like, yeah, Andrew. That one. I'm like, no. And so I would do that to him every single day, and he would just explode on me because I never saw any of the movies that he got really excited about.
But you saw the trailers?
Yeah, but I could remember the trailers and like a little bit about it.
Did you watch Baby's Day?
Oh, Vern Troyer's acting debut?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, he is
dead. I actually saw a review for that one too, and it looks amazing. Like, I love babies being thrown around. Like, I'm in full support of that.
There's this old video on YouTube I love. It's like Street Fighter Dance Baby or something like that. Seen it, right?
Oh, I know exactly what. Yeah,
yeah, it's basically like got Guile's theme, and this guy's like doing breakdancing in the subway in New York, and like this baby just wanders into frame behind the guy, and the guy is doing a flip, and his back foot just clips the baby on the chin, the baby flips over.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like the baby just comes running across. Like, I mean, the guy's killing it. Like, yeah. The guy's a legitimately good break dancer. It's not like, hey, check out this asshole. But yeah, that dude had some momentum going. He was in the middle of a move.
Oh no.
And yeah.
And like, his fucking, like, the.
I think his heel kicked him.
His heel just ripped the baby into the air. Head first.
It's like throwing a bouncy ball into a ceiling fan. You don't know where it's going to go. It just goes flying.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what happened. And so, like, the original one is, like, everybody going, oh, my God!
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, and then they added Street Fighter music onto it.
And it's palatable.
It's a flash kick is what it's called in Street Fighter. Yeah,
Guile's move.
Yeah, and, like, when it hit the baby, it goes, like,
Oh, like when you lose in Street Fighter. Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
So check that one out.
Really stuck with me.
Yeah.
That's my trailer.
No, because me and my cousin, that's what reminded me of that. Me and my cousin would do that. That was a game. We'd throw like a bouncy ball into a high ceiling fan.
Oh, yeah.
And then try to avoid it as it like bounces off of everything. Like,
right. For once, that's not just a Virginia thing, because my friends and I did that, too.
Okay. That kid is going to go home and really practice with the joystick on his wheelchair.
Not now, Mac. I gotta practice this. Mac and me.
Oh.
Mac just wants to play. Get off of me.
They really don't explain why he's in a wheelchair, so that's probably why. Like, that's his origin story.
Kicked by a subway breakdance.
Yeah.
So they moved to the suburbs.
Yeah. There's no breakdancing here. They won't even let him in the Starbucks.
We found something worse. Aliens. And fair trade coffee. You said Starbucks, so there we go.
Yeah,
okay, all right. I was like, there was a reference there.
So the movie I watched, I want to talk
about. Oh, wait, what was the Roseanne one about?
God damn it.
Oh, no, we'll go on. No, I don't remember.
Did we move on? Is that what
happened? No, I was just trying to link to the Roseanne shit, but we'll
get
there.
So you want to get racist.
Yes.
The Virginia
I thought we were going to do it up top, dude. I was so excited about it.
Yeah.
Even poor David did GTN. But.
Yeah. All right, well, what's the movie you want to talk about, Steven?
Have you ever seen The Doom Generation?
No.
It's this movie. I don't remember who else is in it. It's Rose McGowan and two dudes.
Okay.
They don't really matter.
Ready to Rumble?
No.
No. That was a great movie.
No, basically,
like Kevin James?
No.
Basically, I feel like it's like The Odyssey in a way. Because like they're on like a road journey to like just see America and like basically be horrible Gen X pieces of shit. Okay. And, like, so they're just like doing drugs and driving and hitchhiking and driving and just like... Eventually what happens is the movie culminates. I'm going to spoil it for people who haven't watched this. I think it's a Lars von Trier movie, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, tying it all together. But he...
Threads here and there. Interwoven.
The movie's only like 70 minutes long, but it culminates with... Like, they get kidnapped by Nazis. like modern day neo-Nazis.
Okay.
And then like there's this weird like strobe light thing that happens in like a parking garage, and the Nazis castrate the guys. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how the movie ends, basically. They castrate the guys and they rape Rose McGowan in the movie, I think.
Okay. So, like, real life Rose McGowan?
Yeah, basically.
Is that why she had a shaved head?
Well, this movie was long ago.
I didn't know if they shaved her head in the movie, so she just had the mid-90s.
No, she had, like, a bob cut.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Sounds like an Easy Rider meets Hard Candy type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, Hard Candy is a horrible movie to
watch. I haven't seen that one, but I know how it ends because people bring it up all the time. And they're like, this is something you'd probably be interested in.
Like, the trees of an awful.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's, well, I have the opposite problem is that they're like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Matt would love it. And then that's the only thing that gets posted on my Facebook wall. It's just the biggest turds of funny that people can find. Or it's just really stupid and weird. Like, that's what Silman does. That's what John Silman does to me. He found dinosaurs talking, like, arguing in traffic, and they were puppets from College Humor. And it was the dumbest thing I've ever seen, but I loved it.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think there's something about not the video itself, it's just the person taking the time that said, like, I see this. This is dumb. They think of me, then take the time to post it onto my wall. And so, like, the fact that
they're posting... So do you feel obligated to like it? Is that what it is?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just the fact that they thought of something. Like, they thought of me when they saw it. They're like...
Speaking of Silman,
yeah.
I love that thing yesterday. I'm going to talk about it on here.
Okay.
Like, Zobo posting the thing about the domestic violence. He was like, this dude looks like you, John Silman, in a video of a guy, like, threatening his girlfriend.
What?
I was like, that's what you want.
Yeah, the guy...
He's like, finally some recognition.
Like, John Silman doesn't have that the hand strength to beat a significant other. Or anybody.
He can't even open a jar of pickles.
Yeah, he needs a Meeseeks box.
Yeah.
It just reminded me of, like, the Friends thing when Joey was on the herpes poster.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like, I had no idea what the picture was for.
Oh, Silman. Love that guy.
Oh.
No, so what were you saying about the Roseanne thing? Did she get super racist in that movie?
Yeah, no. It was like a football movie. Like, it was like these moms and like they were playing football. No, it's called Backfield in Motion. It was like,
wait,
the kids
moms
versus the
playing?
Parents. Like the kids versus the parents type thing. Like, Tom Arnold's in it. Like, it's so
it's
bad.
It's not like League of Their Own with women.
Kind of. No,
like,
no,
with,
no.
With football women.
Oh, there was... They had an all-women's football league. Pensacola actually had their own team. It was called the Pensacola Power. And our football... The football coach in high school that we had, his name was Coach Bergalowski. And they all called it Dykes.
Shout out Coach Bergalowski.
Coach Berg. That sounds so fake. Like, yeah. I don't know why I don't believe you.
It sounds like a really shitty like villain.
Yes.
Like, it sounds like an 80s villain. It's like Bergalowski Industries or something. Yeah, but they called him Dykes and Spikes.
Dykes and Spikes.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
I know. I was like, ooh.
Wait, what? Like the Women's Football League?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I
this
need
is
to
a
see
genuine
that movie,
movie. It's a genuine movie.
You would think that would be like an ad for Miralax, like Backfield in Motion.
It's got Johnny Galecki in it. Right, it's pretty much like half the cast of fucking Roseanne. It's like,
yeah,
Johnny
so
Galecki, Roseanne Barr, Tom Arnold. Like,
yeah, we just saw the poster for Motion in the Backfield.
Backfield in Motion.
Backfield in
Here's
Motion.
Here's the VHS cover. You can't even see because it's so blurry. Like, they couldn't even take photos of the movie VHS cover. And clear. It has to be like green.
I like that stock font they use.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Like the 80s font. That's the everyone.
They were like, they went to the print shop and they were like, just whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
you're Arial Bold or whatever.
You
got. I've got $5. I don't give a fuck. Just put something on the cover.
That's one of the greatest phrases ever. I've got $5. I don't give a fuck. That's yeah, that's like the Taco Bell, like, $5 box. It's like, I've got $5. I don't give a fuck what you put in here. Yeah. Just give it to me, yeah, and I will eat it.
Give me a Baja Blast to wash it down.
Throw in some sandy meat. I'll just eat it.
Sandy meat.
Oh, that sounds like a,
yeah, that sounds like
sounds
the
like
porno
a clam
version
or something. Yeah.
That sounds like the SpongeBob SquarePants version, or like the porno of like sandy cheese.
Sandy cheese? Yeah, because that's not meat porno enough.
Yeah. I thought it was Sandy Squirrel.
No, it's Sandy Cheese.
I don't watch SpongeBob, but she's a squirrel though, right?
She is a squirrel.
Okay, maybe yeah, that's why.
From Texas.
Mm-hmm. Darn too.
She wears like an astronaut suit underwater too.
That's how she
there
breathes.
Is no reason for any of the things that she does. Like now that we think about it, there's no reason for her to be from Texas, like with the astronaut suit on. Like I don't know why she's there. It's so strange,
well, I mean,
but
scientist?
It's great.
What other girl do they have besides Mrs. Puff?
They have Pearl,
the whale,
which is
right?
The whale, oh, yeah, which is Mr. Krabs' daughter,
yeah,
who was
which
a crab.
Makes sense.
Yeah, right. Of course.
What? His daughter's a whale.
Yeah.
He's like a blue whale, too. It's huge.
Yeah, she's pretty big.
I like them big.
I know you do.
Sorry.
And young, apparently.
Mr. Krabs is the one that does the bucket, right?
Nope, that's Plankton.
This is hilarious.
I've never watched SpongeBob, so. It's like I've seen episodes, but like I don't know. I like Patrick Starr.
Okay.
Because he's like the big fat dummy who wears shorts and no shirt all day and just says dumb shit. Like, that's my man.
He's so relatable.
And he loves catching jellyfish.
That's right.
I like Squidward because he hates everybody.
I know.
You kind of look like him, too, honestly.
I know. He's a music snob,
you're
too.
Welcome.
I guess that's whenever I try to find something that it seems like you would hate, but I'm like, you like it.
What are you talking about?
Don't you, Steven?
Oh, I get that.
Yeah. All right, Marie got it.
I don't get it.
It's
I
a SpongeBob it episode quote.
It was the Krabby Patty
yeah
one? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been on the ride.
Oh, really? I haven't been on the ride.
It's in Virginia.
Oh, my God. Is it on Trash Mountain?
Mount Trashmore. Please.
Would you disgrace my goddamn city, man?
It's right on the emblem.
They have there's a theme park called King's Dominion, and it's owned by Paramount.
Oh, okay,
so all
yeah
the like it's all movies and shit you can ride.
Do you think,
and it's like it's a 3D movie where the chairs move and shit,
uh-huh,
and you have to wear 3D glasses, and you have to try to build a Krabby Patty. So you're like chasing, but you can't get the pickle.
That's the jam.
You gotta have the pickle on there. Like the whole,
the entire ride is like job training for the concussion booth.
Pretty
is
much.
Is McDonald's like headquarters? Like is that
you're just immediately shot out from the ride into the cafeteria in the kitchen. Like
you're like, I don't know how to build a Krabby Patty.
Right now.
Start making it.
They just hand you a direct deposit form and like ask for references.
You're like,
you gotta
here
sign this before the ride.
They're like, here, you learned this on the ride. Make one. You make one, they give it to somebody else and pay you money. You're like, oh my god, this is great.
Well, it used to
pay him in sand dollars.
Yeah.
It used to be a Days of Thunder ride.
David would get paid in sand dollars and think it's okay.
No, I wouldn't.
I see these by the ocean.
I'm not that dumb. But it used to be.
For some reason, David taking a chunk out of a sand dollar is really funny.
Well, like biting it?
Yeah.
No, I'd break
to test if it's authentic.
It's not a gold coin.
Cold, hard cash.
It dissolves into his mouth. Like.
I'll give you half a sand dollar if you break it off.
How many pieces of coral is this worth?
You rent oh Baby's Day God out with sand dollars.
What?
Anyway, the ride used to be Days of Thunder, and okay, so like, but it's, yeah, it's so old, so they had to update it. Because like in the Days of Thunder, like you're in these chairs and they move and swing, you know,
yeah,
and you're buckled
they did
in
that with the Back to the Future one at Universal,
kind of.
Yeah.
But that was like they were shaped like
that's
the
Simpsons one, though, right?
Yeah,
yeah, that's the Simpsons. Well, they changed the Days of Thunder one, but it's not the DeLorean.
They changed the Days of Thunder.
It's to the SpongeBob. So now you go in there and they give you 3D glasses and you have to make a Krabby Patty. And the whole thing is, I guess apparently in SpongeBob, it's not a complete Krabby Patty unless it has a pickle on it.
Of course
not. So you're chasing this pickle, like the whole thing. It's like a 15-minute ride.
Who hasn't chased a pickle?
You know?
Hey,
it's fun. It's 3D, so like the pickle's like right in your face, and you're like, ah, you know, on the ride and stuff. So,
oh my god!
At least like, I didn't turn into like a Dale Earnhardt ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because it's Paramount, so like you get to ride the hurler, which is from Wayne's World.
Yeah.
So when like as you're going through the ride, you're like in a doll factory. That's like the like when you're waiting in line, and then you get on a roller coaster. It's all wooden.
Right.
And it's fucking really, it shakes the shit out of you.
Yeah.
So it makes you want to hurl, because it's an old wooden roller coaster.
So it's definitely for pregnant women.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Just had it.
If you can't find a breakdancer.
Image of like a miscarriage. Yeah. Just like they shake the baby it. Right out of you.
They were going to change it to a court-themed ride called The Miscarriage of Justice. Just a gavel shaking. Oh.
Oh god, that's so dark.
It's just 10 minutes of gut shots from
just so many guys with their sister wives.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, Becky Sue, get on this ride.
Not again.
Sir, where's the bumpy in the back? All right, we're going to ride in the back of the car, please.
These are the only legal abortions in Virginia.
That's not
this
true
ride
at all.
Is $800.
As of hospital admitting privilege.
You get a medical bracelet whenever you go with, like a patient number. But you get free entry to Trash Mountain.
It's Mount Trashmore.
I like Trash Mountain.
Okay. Well, that's not what it's called.
Do you think they've ever tried to land Marine One on the logo?
Just
like just a crunching sound.
Yeah, yeah, the tires go flat from all the syringes stabbing it.
Oh my god.
We're gonna go
yeah,
visit.
Yeah, you thought
all
we were done
places.
Last week with it, didn't you?
Yeah. We're gonna go visit all these places. We're gonna go back home. You guys are going to come with me.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Take photos.
Just me, David, walking on the boardwalk, like, angrily shaking cotton candy at us. You see? You see what this is
like? Told you it was fun. We're having fun.
Right. This is genuine saltwater taffy, goddammit. Can't get this anywhere else.
Do you hear that puddle of mud coming from that guy's eyebrow?
I gave it all work. Goddamn squids! Yeah. I'm all mad because they're all you know.
Yeah, I want to go to one of your dart throwing joints if there are any left that haven't been shut down by the state.
Like a dart tournament?
Sure, a dart tournament or just one of the places you frequented for darts.
Yeah,
there's a bunch we can go.
A dartatorium.
Yeah. No. We usually have bars if it's local shit. It's just at bars.
Okay.
But
how do you feel about the plastic tip darts?
The nipple tips?
Don't get them started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those.
The nip tips?
Yeah.
No?
They're not my favorite.
So who would win in a dart game? You or Roseanne?
Me, 100%.
Throw them at Roseanne, like, yeah. Double team.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah, how did you feel about that, Marie? Were they...
Why are you looking at me when you're saying...
I don't know, because she was looking that way, so I didn't just want to stare at her until she stopped drinking her water.
Okay.
No, because like they're going like, fuck Roseanne, so but Samantha Bee's okay, or is it still both, or on the wrong, or... Because what was the third person? Like, didn't they do something?
Whoopi Goldberg, they tried a photo of, but it was fake.
They also tried to pull Bill Maher in for calling someone an ape.
Okay.
Oof. Although he said the N-word on this fucking show.
He said the N-word.
Yeah, but then
many
Ice Cube
times.
Said it was okay.
What?
No, well, then Ice Cube didn't say it was okay.
No. He talked to him, so now it's okay.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
It's like the black delegation.
Although it was
Cube.
A joke, and it was in very good context, and I don't know why people get so mad about jokes.
True.
But Roseanne didn't do a joke, though, I don't think.
No.
She hasn't done stand-up in years.
Like, I don't know. They shouldn't have put her on because they're just trying to please, like, the small majority of people who actually want to see, like, a conservative TV show?
No, it's not that.
So it's just, like...
She had the most views in a long time for a television show.
Yeah,
like 20,000 or 20 million or something like
even
that.
Even with her, you know, history of doing this, because it's not the first time she said anything like this. That's and they still allowed her to have her own show, and it's like, I don't know. I think it's a little hypocritical.
They had Tim Allen on the network for like a decade.
That's true.
Yeah, well, they pulled his show a while back. Yeah. I remember conservatives got mad about that, too.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, it's weird. I was less bothered by what she said, honestly, than I was seeing a whole bunch of comics being like, good. And I'm like,
yeah,
stop.
Right. Yeah,
Well, I don't understand. Like,
reminded me of
a lot of my dart friends are conservative, so like they were all upset about it. So I was just I was like, look, you got to realize that this shit is like.
Oh, yeah, I loved watching the Facebook feeds.
I'm like, Hollywood's always going to be liberal and leaning left. It's just going to be because that's how they became Hollywood.
Yeah,
well, they went against the stereotypical mom and pop. You know, two kids and work 40 hours a week, come home.
That's how I live, goddammit.
Kill yourself in a cul-de-sac. Like, they went the opposite of that shit. Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, it's also a remake, a reboot, and those are all trash. Like, just make a different conservative TV show. Like, why would you bring back somebody so controversial? Like, you know, I don't know.
That's someone that, you know, is going to say some dumb shit.
Well, that's what I said on one of my friends' things. I was like, well, I'm like, ABC probably weighed the options. They're like, well, we know she's a loose cannon on Twitter, but she can make us a shit ton of money. So yeah, that's one of those things like where
I was like, it's got to be money.
You guys, I think because it happened so fast, they pulled her show. So I was like, they probably had an unwritten like clause between ABC and like Disney where they're like, dude, as soon as she fucks up, we have to pull this.
Well, you guys.
So within like an hour, they were like, yeah, we're canceling the show.
You guys
like,
saw the same shit they tried to pull with like Michelle Wolf after the correspondence.
Oh, yeah.
But she didn't apologize, which is why I like Michelle Wolf way better.
You never apologize.
Fuck that. Samantha Bee apologized. I'm like, stop it.
No, like she said she said way more offensive jokes, in my opinion, about like people. Like, that's nothing.
Yeah. But,
or, like, her joke doesn't.
But the,
you don't apologize.
There was also when Trump actually won, there's the writer for SNL who made a joke about Barron Trump, and they pushed to get her fired from SNL, and I think she was like suspended for a couple weeks. And
well, that's right, kids are off limits, that whole fucking thing. Like, fuck you and your kids, I don't give a shit who it is.
Kids are worth
like
less.
we just made up an abortion ride. Not 5 minutes ago.
I give a shit about your kid. Like,
nobody pulled the plug on How to Die Alone yet.
Well, no, it's also funny that they give a shit so much about kids, but, like, the same people, like, you know, the far right will be like, yeah, Israel. It's like, well, you clearly don't care that much about kids.
Oh,
like,
no.
Yeah. Exactly.
They could give.
So long as, like, IDF soldiers aren't just going around just blasting their brains out one after another, like, you don't seem to give a shit about that.
No.
Or that Puerto Rico has no power, Flint, Michigan's water is still, you know.
Yeah.
Well, let's get mad about an old white woman who's obviously old, so obviously is conservative.
That the average income hasn't raised since 1974.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I wanted to know
You're
mad about words.
Yeah, well, you're mad about words of people who are millionaires but are portraying middle class.
Well,
meanwhile, the middle class is still going down. And, like, it's not, you know what I mean? It hasn't, like.
And the thing is, like, I posted the NoFX thing to you guys the other day, like, telling you about that was bullshit too. Like,
oh yeah, they made a joke about the Vegas shooting and
everyone was like, it's never funny to joke about it. It's like, stop, just stop. Like, if you're gonna pay artists, you have to expect them to be artists.
Yeah.
And like I said, that's the most punk thing ever, like, to like make a joke about a fucking Vegas shooting. Like, they obviously go against society and the norms, so why wouldn't they make, if anyone was gonna make a joke about, you know, an untasteful joke, to say, it's going to be a punk person. You know what I mean? Like, that's the whole
punk
bash society thing. Like,
but it's weird to just be like, well, we like artists, but we want them to say what we want them to say. It's like, then you don't like art.
Yeah, exactly.
Just stop. Right.
That's that Bill Higgs bit. Yeah, if you don't like drugs, when you go home tonight, I want you to burn all your music collections.
Because
those guys are real fucking high on drugs.
That was Matt Tool's song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Higgs is a beast.
Yeah.
But yeah. So you didn't like Roseanne's show.
Well, I'm indifferent. Like, just make a new show.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I was mad as a comic on how hacky the fucking reference was. It was like an 80s Planet of the Apes joke. Like, are you kidding me? I heard that when I was a kid in school.
Yeah,
like, that's so fucking hacky. I mean, yeah, she kind
of
looks like her, but.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know.
No, I haven't seen the episode. I haven't watched it.
Well, that's why I was going on about, like, Ready Player One is because, like, we're getting all these reboots because they're going, like, oh, yeah, remember how good these shows used to be? And they're like, they weren't that good.
We were, like, yeah. We tried to watch a reboot of One Day at a Time on Netflix.
Yeah.
Fucking awful.
Yeah, they're like, let's bring back the...
Well, that's
the,
all they're doing now because
it's
safe.
The original cast from 20 years ago.
People are afraid to push the envelope, so they have to do shit that's safe. And they're like, oh, well, when we were kids, this was popular, so let's remake it.
Right.
They're doing Ocean's 8 now with all women. They did Ghostbusters with all women. It had nothing to do with women. It's just remakes
in general.
Weekend
at Bernadette's.
Yeah, Weekend at Bernadette's. Yeah. No, like, they remade... then they just
the song she dances to is a Britney song.
They remade, like, Point Break from the 90s. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, it has nothing to do with the original movie. None of the same characters. It's just stupid.
What's, like, coming up with a new song? It's like, they've all been written, pretty much.
It's not true at all.
Yeezus has proven that wrong.
Oh, okay. That's right. Skippity-doo-wop or whatever. Yeah.
Scoop to poop, poop to whoop. Yeah.
Okay. The new album was so short. It was like
bars.
30 minutes.
Bars. Is that what it said? What, did he scream that?
What?
Well, in the scoop bars. To poop to whoop the thing.
Yeah. Okay. What? Like those?
Well, that
are the
was fake.
Lyrics?
Like no, that was like
that
a troll thing.
Fake.
That's not on the album, is it?
No, it's not on the album.
Exactly.
But it was a single.
Yeah. No, it's not a real single. It was like a minute long. It was like a preview.
It was 3 minutes.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah, that's a song, man.
He played that at a show. Like, he looked like... At the show was the weirdest thing because he looked like Isaac Clarke from Dead Space. Like, he had, like a little...
The silver helmet that he wears? Yeah.
He just, like, silver helmet, trench coat, and he's just, like, mincing up to a synthesizer.
Yeah, it couldn't even be... Like, ew. It could be... It might not even been him.
Sounds like the guy from Depeche Mode. Punk
guys.
Yeah, it could have been anybody because, like, it's just, he comes out, like, in a... He comes out in a mask, so it could just be like some random black dude just out there pushing buttons.
Homeless guy.
Yeah. I'll give you $50, man. Go out there and hit some buttons.
All right.
Yep.
I don't see why not. The voice is telling me to do it.
Yeah, it's Jamie Foxx from that movie. Whatever it was.
Which movie?
Where he was Red? Homeless.
Malibu's Most Wanted?
Oh. Where he was schizophrenic.
Yeah, Malibu's Most Wanted. Yeah.
Django Unchained?
Yeah. Yep, the movie Django Unchained.
Oh, Jamie Foxx. I was thinking of Jamie Kennedy.
No. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
It was the... Oh, he was...
Bait?
For the artist thing.
Was it Blue Street?
He was all these black actor movies and not it.
Was it Black Knight?
That was Martin Lawrence. That's a great movie, by the way.
I
saw that in
black
the theaters. It's not that good, but I liked it.
Oh,
because like you, I like shit that's obscure and most people don't like.
You know what I fucking hate in movies is when they do anachronisms. Like, have you ever seen Knight's Tale and they do We Will Rock You? And it's like, that would never happen because that song didn't exist for like another thousand years.
Oh, yeah.
Years.
The soundtrack is awesome, though.
Yeah, but it's got no place.
No,
it's,
of course not.
It's just like...
They're out there eating turkey legs singing We Will Rock You by Queen. It's just like...
Well, like Moulin Rouge with Madonna songs. It's
yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, didn't they did that in The Great Gatsby. They played...
rap music.
Yeah, they played rap music while he was driving in his like 1920s Rolls Royce.
However,
it was like a Beyonce song. Or
however,
something
the
like
flappers
that.
Used to rap. Did you know that?
It's a really underground.
Rappers,
thing
flappers.
On.
I mean, it's right there.
Yeah,
it's right there. Beep-a-dee-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-beep-
Not in the 20s.
That shit flew, baby. That was like... Yeah. You get a, like her tweet was really light just compared to the 20s.
Doing it very aggressively from the stage of the Cotton Club.
Throwing chicken bones at people and shit.
Jeez.
Well, that's probably what they did.
Get yeah, off the yeah, stage. Definitely.
And it was like a person in blackface, too. It wasn't even a black person.
Yeah.
It was like the marionette.
You're horrible as a black person. God. They're like throwing shit
the at only me. Thing tolerable for white people is another white dude dressed like a black person. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretending to be a woman, too. It's like, we can't have actual dames up there. There's no way their little brains can remember the lines.
That's right.
Dames.
Oh. Started in Greece. That's what they used to do.
Yeah. I was like, welcome back, Marie. We got way worse.
It was. It wasn't Romeo and Juliet. It was Romeo and Romeo up there. All right. Mm.
And gay.
Yeah. No, because he had a girl's mask on, so when they made out, it was okay.
It's not the gay mask if you have is a in mask the way of my on. Tongue.
That's right.
The kissing scene doesn't seem genuine.
We have to practice more.
Can you make the slit bigger?
Can you put a finger in?
South Park.
Finger my flit. My mouth flit.
Okay.
Romeo and Romeo.
Yeah,
but the guy wearing a chick mask, but the mouth hole isn't big enough. And
okay, I thought you were doing something from South Park. Or something.
At one point, I did too.
Because that's Matt quotes South Park all the time. So
the Simpsons.
You guys are just running with it. I got it.
As is tradition.
Yeah, as is tradition.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to be funny.
Oh, it was great.
Thank you.
I like.
What were we talking about?
Solid effort.
Yeah. They're like, that's funny. I don't believe you. Can't be yours.
There's no way.
Well, it's because you're always quoting stuff that I never heard, so I just assume that the Simpsons are fucking South Park.
Yeah.
No, that's he'll do it on the car rides over. He'll do that, and I'll be like, Matt, I'm like, what's that from Simpsons? That was hilarious. He's like, no, it was me. Came up with that on my own, Playboy. I'm like,
oh. And he flips his sunglasses down.
That's one of my favorite things to do, is just end something with Playboy. He's like, yeah, that was all me, Playboy. But I spell it with three I's.
Theo Vaughn over here.
Yeah. Bruh.
Yeah, sorry about that, Marie. Champ. You had to leave the room. You all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Everything's good? It's just my mom calling about blackberries.
That's an important subject.
Yes, it is.
I used to go blackberry picking with my grandma.
The fruit That's or the phone?
The fruit. Okay. She just got a basket full of blackberry phones, actually. Like, it's top secret. You don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't even know they made those anymore.
Yeah, they got a bunch of burner phones. Like, reasons. Marie's mom is some shit.
She time traveled and robbed some, like, you know, high profile executives in 1997. Put the PDAs in the basket.
Put the PDAs in the fucking basket.
Dress like an Easter bunny for no reason. Put them in the basket.
That's great.
You know, Tech Nine too, because those were big in the 90s.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What's the Tech 9? I forgot what those are.
It's like a man-made semi-automatic weapon, but they made it like almost automatic.
It's like an Uzi.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've heard of a Tech 9. It just not.
I thought you guys were still talking about cell phones. I was like, I know Razer and BlackBerry and iPhone.
And the Sidekick.
God, dude.
Were you around for the Sidekick?
I had a Sidekick. I had a T-Mobile Sidekick, yeah.
I only know about that because of the Challenge in MTV.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like,
they sponsored it or something?
Yeah. Because it was, like, whenever they would get a text or something like that, they're like, oh, we have to check out our T-Mobile Sidekick or whatever it
wasn't
was.
Wasn't Jacobs on the Challenge?
Oh, my God!
He was, yeah, wasn't he? Yeah. For, like, one episode.
Yeah, he was, like, three episodes of
he
the
probably
Challenge.
Season he was on.
They probably goaded him into a fight. He's like, come on, guys! Oh, my God!
No, he had a really John had a really funny Twitter thing. He's like, guys, I don't think they're gonna have me back for the challenge. It's been like 8 years.
We Tuesday when he did his movie release, we were outside upstairs at Iberian, and like these girls walked by, and one of them recognized him. Like, oh my God! He's like, yeah, I'm premiering a movie tonight. You should watch it. She's like, is it MTV? He's like, no, but you should watch it.
They were like, we're good.
No, they actually came, like, they took photos with him. The one girl did, and then he actually got him to come down. So he barked successfully at least three people that I know down there.
Hell yeah,
that's awesome.
I think Christina Pazsky started on the challenge, right?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
who it is.
Yeah. She's Tom Segura's wife.
Mm. So you're saying John Jacobs could Netflix. Be some, Tom Segura's wife?
I don't expect you to know female comics. Right?
Yeah. That's true. She's I mean, I only know Paula Poundstone.
Has it changed since then?
Yeah.
She follows me on Twitter, too, so
I
love Christina P.
Oh, Christina P.
Yeah, no, Paula Poundstone follows me on Twitter, man.
I was like, wow.
She's like, where are the children? I need more children.
That's why I don't have any kids.
Because Paula Poundstone
No, I've got a P squared. I'm sending her right over there.
P squared. Yeah. Threaten your kids with Paula Poundstone. You don't shape up and do your homework. You're going to Pee-Pee's house.
You just see something outside your window that looks like a foosball player. It's like, what the hell is that?
Kids.
Paula Poundstone waiting in the rain.
Perpetually raining around Paula.
So are you going blackberry picking with your mom?
No, it's for
charity?
The restaurant I have. It's
oh, sweet.
Fresh blackberries.
Ooh. Are you making pie?
I'm putting them on fruit bowls.
Fruit bowls?
Yeah. Acai bowls.
Hey, they have names, okay? How dare you call them that?
But yeah, they're called Jeff Kleins. called Jeff Kleins.
Oh, so John Silman's.
John Silman's, too.
Those are a little lighter.
Those are for brunch.
They come with yogurt.
My freaking God.
Silman. Why is the Silman acai bowls, market price? Are you freaking kidding me?
No son of mine is going to eat a fruit bowl. Sassy John. Oh, my gosh.
No, I used to go blackberry picking with my grandma.
On Trash Mountain? Nice.
No.
Northern Virginia. The sweetest, juiciest heroin.
This was in Recyclable Mountain.
Yeah, a little heroin. little heroin berries.
This was in Northern Virginia. It was great. We get buckets, but the problem was,
like, Daddy,
I was
these
a kid.
Make me feel funny.
No, I was a kid.
These berries make me feel real cool. Real cool. David's just looking at his hand for an hour.
No. I'm just imagining, like, somebody injecting every blackberry with heroin, like, going through the fields just one by one.
Do you see the trails?
My blackberries turned a different color. What do I do?
Put me in that tank again.
Man. That's what I say, sleep deprivation tank.
That sounds like, yeah, it's just... I wanted to get into sensory deprivation, but they put me in a
sleep deprivation tank. High on heroin blackberries. Jesus Christ. My heart would explode. But anyway, so when I would go with my grandma, that we get buckets, but the thing is, like, she had to fill the buckets up, and then you, like, pay per bucket. Mine would only be, like, a halfway full, because I'd be, like, one for the bucket, one for me. One for the bucket, one for
right,
me. It's like I'm back, and I got, like, fucking blackberries. My grandma's like, did you eat them? How's your bucket only half full? I didn't eat them. I got, like, shit all over me. So obvious. I was such a dumbass kid. I grew into a dumbass adult, but, you know, I'm a little more
like
round.
Seeds all in your mouth.
Yeah.
Smile at me.
Just twigs.
And they're not even clean. That's the thing. It's probably what fucked me up. It's why I tweak a lot.
Yeah. Know. All the pesticides they had on it in the 90s or 80s.
These Monsanto licious.
That's right.
And that's why I have a tail.
So I got my third eye.
Or
it's under the
blackberries
beard.
Made you woke.
That's right. Because they're blackberries. We got to treat them like the other berries, all right? You can't throw them out.
Like society does?
That's right.
There you
imagine
go.
If they're white berries that you bit into and just white shit shot in your mouth. Why would nature make this?
Tastes like gold.
This
tastes like success. Like, oh, that's horrible.
There's a lady in a tube top just wiping them all over. Yeah. These make me feel sexy.
It tastes like complaining that the cilantro is too spicy.
Yeah, let me speak to your manager, Barry.
Ah, I see where you're going there, man.
What'd you say, Matt?
I said, let me speak to your manager, Barry. There were train tracks down by my house, and so we would go down.
Speaking
we'd pick blackberries, too. Yeah, exactly. And then my dad would make blackberry cobbler. Yeah, eat that with a couple scoops of ice cream. No pesticides, free range blackberries.
Free range.
I'd put them in a bowl with like Cool Whip and just eat them. Like that.
I used to do that with frozen blueberries. Shit was so good.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
We go blueberry picking in the winter because that's when they grow.
I didn't know that, actually. I thought like all fruits were summer.
Well, they grow better in the cold, usually.
That's why they grow so well in Washington State.
Oh.
And the blueberries.
Or is that blackberries?
I thought blackberries were like southern.
No, I think blackberries are Washington.
One of them grows in the cold. I know that. Yeah. I don't know which one, though.
Okay, so I've only seen blackberries when it's hot.
I'm all about
that's strong. The only thing that I know.
Blackberries are a summer fruit, and I think blueberries are a winter one.
Yeah.
I don't know what raspberries are. Or
in between.
Strawberries, that's where I'm at.
Mm. Strawberries like growing in the cold.
Yeah, I like those too. We would get those, and then they'd be fucking huge. And like, you just get a bowl of sugar, and you dip them in sugar to eat them.
I like that they have a festival for them here.
And you God. You know your town's a piece of shit when you have a fruit festival. Yeah. Like, you know that. Like, I used to live in a place I used to live in Dade City, and they had a kumquat festival.
Yeah.
I was like, this place is terrible.
This place sucks.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, but you went every year, and you still had fun, goddammit.
I didn't.
Is that because you're
shoving cotton candy in people's faces? Like, we're having fun!
You're like, I was Miss Kumquat of 2009.
That's right. 2008 Miss Kumquat.
Oh, man.
Isn't there a competition like that?
I don't know.
There's got to be. There's no way.
But the worst part is, like, you know how the...
She has all her teeth. She automatically wins.
I'm sorry.
You're good. Oh, shit.
She read the brochure.
So she wins.
Number 8. She got all her teeth. You see her?
You know, the person who wins is related to the judges.
Yeah, right?
She is fucking hot.
Her eyes are not sunken in. Like, she doesn't have a wicked overbite.
She's not that much meth. Like.
Still coherent.
Her legs are approximately the same length.
Look at her fingers and toes. They ain't got no webs in them.
Miss Kumquat 2008 in Dade City.
No, but like the worst part is all of the kumquats are dying because of citrus greening. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
Yeah, well,
it's a fungus, I guess.
Yeah, and they can't regrow them. So we're probably not going to have one anymore. And it's citrus greening is basically like a tree's equivalent of like HIV. Like, they can't come back from it. They just die.
But what if we have, like...
They just go around in the woods and just put little hats on them?
Yeah.
Like, you've got AIDS now.
Yeah. So, the Kumquat Festival, like, a fundraiser for the tree HIV?
Tree HIV? Is that what it is?
Tree HIV. It's a fundraiser for it. We're going to hold a festival.
Yeah, we're going to have a walk for it.
Yeah.
For farm AIDS.
Neil Young is headlining.
You have to walk around Dade City. That's all you have to do.
How big is... Okay, but you came from like the Virgin Islands, right?
Yeah, I lived in Dade City for a year.
They ask all sorts of questions as they try to donate sap.
I get it.
When did you live there? Was the... what's that? What's in Dade City to have the...
Dade City is like...
I know where
Zephyr Hill shitty.
Well, yeah. So I work kind of near there.
Can't
so.
Confirm.
Water.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It takes a special place to make Zephyr Hills look good. I used to have to go there because that's where my ex's family lives.
Ew.
Holy shit, what a garbage hole.
Yeah,
it seems like water. Anytime where there's so like pure ugly. Water, it's always a shit hole.
Yeah.
No, like the average...
That's the only thing they don't touch.
The average age of like Zephyr Hills is like old enough that like they still use the C word for black people. You know what I mean? Like it's that old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kumquats?
Yeah. Kumquats with a K. Funny enough, the group they're a part of starts with a K.
Oh.
And it's followed by two more Ks.
That's so true. Actually,
Grandpa, Grand Dragon, same thing.
Yeah. Right there.
That's so true. I went to the Kumquat Festival and they had like Nazi paraphernalia.
No
like,
shit.
It was antiques.
Oh, yeah. Like, antiques,
that's
my
ass. Absolutely true. Like,
you mean still,
they're joking.
You mean still in circulation with the family?
I don't know.
We're laying low now until it's time for the white man to rise again. Here, buy one of our antiques.
They're heating the funnel cake under like the glow of a burning cross.
Or like a swastika symbol.
Here, let's make
time to roast marshmallows, everybody. They light the swastika on fire.
Oh my God.
They're all out there. We're teaching our kids values.
Don't you get that marshmallow too dark now.
You want a caramel. You don't want it blackened. Oh my God. I'm just trying to save Roseanne's career here. All right? I'm going to jump on that grenade. No, I'm kidding. Kumquat Festival. I just like saying kumquat. It's a funny word.
It really is.
I mean, did you go to school out there? How old were you?
I went to high school there for 1 year. Senior year. And
was
then
there kumquat jokes and all that shit, I'm sure?
Yeah, I'm actually dating a guy who was like the grower.
Mr. Kumquat?
Yeah, Mr. Like, his dad, like, grew the kumquats.
He had the best overalls out of anybody there.
Oh, yeah.
The kumquat king.
That's him.
So you had to get with him because you were the queen. He was the king.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
There it is.
I was the queen.
The Duke of Kumquat. Duchess of Kumquat.
When you got into high school in Dade City, they just like put you right to AP and honors.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
They were like, she is going to be a genius.
You come from one of them fancy islands. Yeah.
Can you teach?
My grades weren't even that good. Like they.
Can you teach seventh grade?
They didn't have any stuff. God, just, that town was a piece of shit.
If you just keep what on the track you're on.
Can you teach seventh grade?
Yeah, right.
Keep on the track you're on, you might go out to Cocoa Beach. Get yourself on a rocket ship.
Cocoa. Cocoa Beach.
Cocoa Beach.
Cocoa.
Rocket ship to Mars, you will.
One of them astronauts.
The way you did to my heart. Jesus, that's.
Did it have a banjo in the school band?
It's so funny. This is a Florida town.
I blacked that out. I don't think so.
Playing third washboard.
No, Daryl, that's my set of spoons. You grabbed the wrong spoons.
Their uniforms were all overalls and like big boots, though. So
straw
that's
hats.
True. Yep. Yeah.
God. I bet Future Farmers of America was like bigger than the fucking football team. Like everyone out there's like, I'm gonna be the best kumquat grower you've ever seen, goddammit.
My daddy taught everything that his daddy taught him. His daddy taught him about kumquats.
Tell you what.
Yeah.
So
kumquat accessories.
Do you have a kumquat like fruit basket in your truck?
Have you guys tasted kumquats?
I've tasted loquats, but I don't think I've ever had a kumquat.
Kumquats are fucking gross.
Are they?
So
the one,
it's not even
like the one
is it
bitter?
It's really bitter, really acidic.
I assume
but they make
that
jellies
it was bad.
Out of them.
I assume
jellies.
Yeah.
I assume salty.
Yeah, no, I assume.
Well, I've had a loquat because those grow in trees.
Just bite into them and they're white berries.
No, I had a kumquat. I was like, this tastes terrible. I assume it's not ripe.
No.
But apparently
it's
that's
a fucking kumquat. Got it.
Nailed it.
What did they...
The loquats are sweeter, I think.
But what do they cook with them? Like,
they make jellies. Kumquat pie. Yeah, jellies.
Yeah. Mix sugar and stuff. You can sweeten stuff up with sugar, man.
Yeah, so honestly, it's one of those things I know exists, but I'm like, I haven't had anything with it in there.
It tastes like the crushing poverty necessary to grow it.
Right. Needs the right amount of tears.
Tastes like economic struggle. What was it? No,
is that a
it smells like,
of
it tastes like a
smoke?
Neck tattoo.
Is this a strife berry?
It's a strife berry.
I don't know what that is.
Struggle.
Oh, okay. Strife?
Yeah.
Got it. I thought it was a real thing, like from a movie or something. Yeah, I do.
Well, I guess I was like trying to get away from the kumquats. I was like, but you were born in the Virgin Islands, or is that the?
I moved like everywhere.
Okay, yeah. Was it a military thing, or was it?
No,
like,
my
dad's just
did a lot of jobs, so it's just
so like, he's hired muscle. Got it.
Everyone says that he was like an ice cream distributor in Puerto Rico, and then I know what this sounds like, but and then Virgin Islands
Coke.
The preferred name is Fixer. He was a fixer.
It's like we still have more problems in Puerto Rico.
They're moving down there now.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, my family. So
after this like season of the kumquats,
exactly.
Yeah,
real
estate. To go fix some shit in Puerto. Well, yeah, I assume.
Yeah.
They need ice cream in Puerto Rico right now. They're like, we need something happy,
something cold.
Yeah.
We don't have power. This will do.
Is that why they're moving there? Is it cheap property value? Or?
Yeah. And my dad has family there. He's from Puerto Rico.
Are they okay?
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay.
Like, their company's all good.
Well, thank God.
The company's okay.
The product's fine, right? We didn't ruin the product.
The people don't give a shit, but, like, the company's fine. Yeah. Profits are skyrocketing. It's all good.
Selling, like, MREs and shit like that. Here you go.
Freeze-dried.
Yeah. They're astronaut. They got from Cocoa Beach. Cocoa. They got astronaut food they're selling in fucking Puerto Rico. I'm out here slinging this beef gravy. It tastes like a pot roast.
Astronaut ice cream.
Yeah, astronaut ice cream.
What did laying you call on their it? Back and just letting it slide in their mouth.
Yeah. It's like a slug.
I learned this in Dade City.
Dade City's fun.
Have you been there?
Yeah. I work with I work for an organization that has a place out there. And
the government?
No, what? I don't know what you're talking about, Matt. But, yeah, so I've been out there a few times, like off 301 and shit like that. And
gotcha.
It is very small and run down. And
yeah.
It's just a small town. It's cool because, like, when you go through, like, the downtown part, it just reminds you, like, a small, like, one stoplight city and shit.
You're like, oh, but then
you hear the people talk, and I'm just like,
ugh. It's just David wearing aviators, holding shotgun, guy in orange vest, picking trash. <Yeah. laughs>
Take it off there, boss. Take it off there, Lou.
Oh, you should have paid that child support. Rack the
fucking... Take it a drink, boss. Take a drink, Lou.
Oh, God.
David in a button-down shirt just bursting.
just like the very top of his birthmark showing.
It is Jesus hotter cross. Than the Dickens right here. Ooh, I pull out the fucking... Like a Commodore in like 1920 with the flappers and shit.
Let me get myself a water later.
They just sit there with a mint julep in a lawn chair. Y'all boys fix that highway now.
Leg a lamb, leg a lamb. It's hot out here. That was a Big J reference. Who will be at the Improv this weekend? Go see him, because I'm trying to get a guest set. So you might see me.
Yeah, it's just going out on Wednesday. I keep forgetting that. Mm. Yeah, see, I thought the Big J Okerson was just a euphemism for him being fat. He's actually 6'3". I didn't know that.
You can't be fat and 6'3".
No, I thought he was just going to be fat.
That's my secret.
Yeah. You thought it was like an ironic name, like a guy named Tiny who's like 6'4", 6'8".
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly.
Fucking with you.
No. Oh, yeah, no. No!
You're not allowed to joke on this goddamn podcast, Marie.
We only make fun of David!
This is a serious place. Discussing hard topics.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're talking about it now.
We're trying to get on NPR.
Oh, my gosh. We'd have to get much more sultry voices.
Mm. Well, I can do anything you like then, man.
Ew.
You want me to bring it down a little bit?
I just wish I had a cup of coffee. Like, do that southern accent the whole time. Yeah. I can't do it.
The southern accent?
Yeah.
I can go full Commodore. Like, I can
do it.
Well, back in my day, let me tell you. Adcock pecans are the best pecans in Georgia. You ever been to Savannah? Let me tell you now, the pecans.
Just smooth jazz right over it.
Like. Adcock pecans. Oh, very nice.
Going back to Terry Gross.
Yeah.
Terry Gross. Was a ladies' man. Can I offer you a fish sandwich? No, I don't know. Yeah. I always did voices growing up, so I can switch it around.
Did you?
That's why I love Maria Bamford. It's like, I wish I was that good.
Oh, yeah.
Her voices are insane, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're insanely distinct from, like, one another whenever she starts doing them. That's, like, I didn't listen to very much of Maria Bamford. And then once I did, I was like, Jesus Christ. There's, like, 9 different people in there.
Yeah. What, in her head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. The 9, it's like watching a Split. That was Patricia.
United States of Terra. That's a good movie. A good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good reference.
Yeah.
No, that's. I came from a mental health background, so watching Split about like dissociative personality disorders, whatever, like, you know, split personalities. Mm-hmm. Like, that one was really interesting to watch because I was like, which part of this is bullshit and which part of this is actually kind of legit?
Yeah.
And that's actually like really.
The guy did a great job acting it for sure because at the end where he just like switches to like 8 different people, I was like, Jesus Christ, what's happening?
Yeah.
I don't know how many takes that shit took.
Yeah. It's like at the very end was just kind of. He's like, you are pure. I was like, shut the fuck up. Now it's stupid.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that ending either.
I never saw it.
Well, not the very end, but really there's good. A part where he like switches back and forth between like 6 different people.
Yeah.
And I was just like, the acting in this is amazing. Like,
so, Oh, well, are you going to watch it?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, like, this guy has, like, 21 or 22 distinct different personalities. He's being seen by a psychiatrist, and she's trying to get awareness out about him. But he was saying that, like, there's one that hasn't come out yet, and he's, like, the culmination of, like, all of them. And
he's the one
and
controlling
also, like, animals and shit like yeah. that, yeah. But the way some of them work is that, like, different personalities can have, like, an astigmatism, or then the other one will have, like, diabetes, or another one will have perfect vision, and that's, like...
What do you mean a personality has diabetes?
Exactly. Yeah. It's crazy. And,
It's almost like mental illness.
Yeah. But then, the last one, he was, like, his skin is, like, bulletproof, and then he's taller and more muscular than everybody.
He becomes a monster.
Yeah. And that was... I was like, oh, okay, now it's... fantasy.
Wait a minute, are you telling me that it's non... Are you telling me this is fiction?
Wait, it wasn't a documentary? Yeah.
It's called The Happy Time Murders. It's on Netflix.
I did watch Evil Genius. I'm not done yet, but that shit's crazy.
Yeah.
You seen that?
No.
It's a documentary. It's like only four parts, but it's about like this... Because it happened in 2003, and I was alive during that time, so I was like, holy shit, I don't remember any of this. Like,
yeah.
But it's... just this woman. It's called Evil Geniuses. You gotta watch it.
She's... Oh, is it about the lady with the blood scandal where she just made like a shell company that pretended to take?
No, you're this sounds way more blood. Interesting.
No,
no, she.
Now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what her
name
is.
No, but... these. It was like this woman and this main guy, and they're like very manipulative. So, like, they have this, like, they're fooling, like, the one woman.
It's like
woman,
a weird scavenger hunt thing.
And... Yeah, but the one woman herself, she killed one of her boyfriends in the 80s and got away with it because she convinced the jury that she was, like, in fear of her life type shit. So then she kind of does something again. Yeah, self-defense. It's crazy.
So, fun fact about Zephyr Hills, speaking of crazy psychopaths.
Yeah.
There's a guy who was a writer on Thundercats.
the cartoon?
Yeah, who lived in Zephyr Hills, and he lived with, like, these drug dealers. And then what happened was they just found the body parts of the Thundercats writer, like, strewn all over the street.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
when?
Like, the drug dealers, like, it was probably 3-4 years ago at this point.
Holy
like,
shit.
Like, they just, like, hacked him into pieces. Like, people hadn't heard from him in a while. And they just, like, dumped him out of the back of a van.
Dude, that was a weird episode, I'm sure.
Snarf!
Chitaro is very upset.
They need to put that on the Welcome to Zephyr Hills sign, just as people are coming through. Just
that's a water.
Oh my
QR
god!
QR code to the article. Like, get the fuck out of here!
Did you come here to see our sweet,
that
water
block thing with like the Dalmatian stuff in it?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, this should be interesting. Oh my god!
That's my favorite Zephyr Hills story.
Yeah. I was saying, tourists normally go there to visit like the natural spring lake. No. Where's that street where his body parts were spread about? I want a photo of that shit.
They can make a ghost.
Steven Stevens in there like, oh yeah.
Taking a photo. Just giving tours.
Yeah. They're like, sir, who pays you? Oh, I do this for free. Like, this,
for the love of the craft.
For the love of the craft. I really respect the art, you know what I mean? They put into it.
No, was it you?
That sounds horrible. So he's like a drug
cut
dealer?
The shit.
Chitar
is dead.
No.
Was it you? Was it you, Snarf?
How the fuck? Well, first of all, why does the writer for Thundercats live in Zephyr Hills?
One of the writers.
One of them.
I don't like, think he's the like, head writer. Well, he's the head writer by the end.
Way!
But was he the writer like while he was living there or like retired?
He was retired. He wrote like probably about 6 or 7 episodes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for... Like, that was the 80s, right?
Yeah.
Like, end of the 80s?
Yeah, and then...
Mid-80s?
Like, and then settled down in Zephyr Hills, Florida.
with a, like, boyfriend, girlfriend, drug dealers who just, like, hacked him to pieces and threw him all over the street.
Yeah.
Crazy.
On this episode.
That's crazy.
I'd love Robert Stack to explain that.
Yeah.
He's dead. Unsolved Mysteries.
He's dead.
Who killed him?
I hated Unsolved Mysteries because of his voice. Robert Stack's voice was scary as shit.
And he disappeared into the mist.
And the music, dun-dun-dun-dun, it was just like, oh my god. It was like,
yeah,
a,
it was like
movie.
A Halloween ripoff.
Yeah, and I was a kid, so it was like, that shit scared the shit out of me. Just the Halloween theme scary.
I got so scared there were these like, things on NBC or something, like, about the dangers of radon. Like, all the time was like, yeah, radon can just seep up from the floor and just, like... You don't know it's there, and it's like an inert gas, and it just kills you. And I'm like, Dad? Do we have radon?
Do we have a radon detector? No such thing as radon.
The TV's
Well, that was like lead, when they used to use lead paint, they didn't realize that it was like fucking with people mentally.
Yeah. No, yeah, because like apparently kids eat paint chips and shit.
Pretty much anywhere you move in St. Pete, because the houses are so old, you have to sign
anything
thing.
After the 80s, I think, if it says like 76 or 86, something like that, where when they found it, they're like, oh, this is why we're having dumb kids. Because like there's actually a clear, like, statistical evidence that there's a bunch of dumb shit people coming out of the like 80s and earlier because of lead-based products and paint and shit.
That's
like
why they
that.
Took it out of the gas.
Long before Angry Birds and Netflix made those kids stupid.
Right, yeah. Long before Tide Pods existed. Yeah.
I took my drugs naturally. Licked the walls. The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Then I slept in my sleep.
The trip balls on blackberries.
Balls on heroin blackberries.
Yeah, then I went on the Futurama ride or
they
whatever.
They taste like burning.
It was the SpongeBob ride.
Yeah. So me and my friends, there was a Halloween Horror Nights for UCF, and we almost got kicked off of the Simpsons ride because we took a bunch of Jello shots before we left, and then for some reason we stood up during the Simpsons ride.
Oh my god!
It's their own damn fault for making it a convertible.
Yeah, exactly.
Like somebody on the God mic, they're like, you have to sit down or we're terminating your ride. And we're like, sorry, Steve. Because the guy outside was named Steve, so therefore, the guy running it had to be Steve.
Yeah. Like some freckled face, like pimple face, like 16-year-old kid. Like, he's fucking college kids, man.
I'm never going to act like that when I'm in college.
Yeah, those are the kids that shoot up the school and shit.
That's why I go to tech school.
I'm going to learn a vocation.
I love the Asians.
What? All right. Oh. Plugs, everybody.
A lot of Asians go to tech school. It's a joke.
What?
It's true.
So where are you guys going to be this week?
It was supposed to be a joke, but apparently it missed. So.
That was super racist.
It's not racist. How's that racist?
I don't know. I just assumed if the joke is bad,
it's racist. I didn't say I hated Asians.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
It's the subtext of it.
There's no subtext. Yes, stop reading so much, Asians. College boy. Shut up, college boy. Look, a lot of technical schools that I know about.
We got a kumquat king over here.
There's a lot of technical schools like Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech. There's a lot of Asians that go there.
Those are tech colleges. I'm talking tech schools.
Oh, I thought you meant like a tech college. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean like a trade school.
Oh, well, that doesn't make any sense then. Yeah.
No. I don't.
Yeah, they don't go to tech schools because they're boring. Then they go to college.
No, that's where the poor white trash. They go to tech schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So that's safe to say, but if I say an Asian goes there, I'm racist.
That's where you want to go when you don't want to deal with HR.
I'm just trying to establish the rules here.
I'm going to learn how to weld, then I'm out of here.
That's right. Welders make pretty good money, actually.
You do.
Yeah, they do. Machinist. What?
Where are you going to be?
Oh, I don't know.
Awesome. Around.
Where are you going to be, Dave?
The end of June, the roast of Kupo and...
Rochelle?
And Rachel, Rochelle. June... Fuck, I don't know. June 20-something?
All right.
27th, probably.
Hold on. June 27th, yeah. No, it's Tuesday, June
26th.
Iberian Rooster. It's before the open mic, so you guys are going to avoid it, probably.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. But I'll probably just do coconuts then.
Yep.
Coconuts.
That's all I got on the horizon.
Ooh.
Until August with the Big Beautiful Man.
Mm. Oh, I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, you guys aren't even big. How are you in it?
My cholesterol is through the roof.
I'm upset. No, I'm kidding.
All my fat's in my veins.
You're hosting one of them, aren't you?
I'm hosting something in Delray Beach in August. I don't know what
that
it is.
That sounds about right.
But it was
so, wait, have you
cryptic.
Taken over Cafe Hay now?
I don't think I've taken over. I have to work a lot, so it's probably... It's more like a co-host type of thing going on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a lot
so
of
you're,
work to
you're
do.
So you're just gently forcing out...
Maybe.
Bobby.
Maybe. I don't know.
All right, we heard it here, folks. Bobby, you're out.
No.
Reason.
Oh, Bobby was so mad when I
took Nana's
talking to Marie about coming on.
I was like, I don't know what to say.
Like, he's going to throw a beehive at you.
I got it. I normally wouldn't watch, but I kind of understand that joke now.
Yep. Yay.
Yeah, that was so awkward. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that was not your fault. He just happened to be there, materialized out of thin air. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. And I don't know. I might be at McCurdy's on Wednesday if I win.
Yeah, fact.
So, otherwise, expect to see someone else who won.
Kevin Taylor.
Yeah, probably.
Boom.
Yeah.
Knew it.
Now I got, like, Pink Piano on, like, the 23rd or 24th, whatever the Saturday is.
Okay.
Because I always am willing to do that for some reason, so.
Check out your local shows.
Mm-hmm.
Try to support local art.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And all local businesses.
Yeah, local restaurants with blackberry cobbler and shit.
Get some kumquats before they're extinct.
Sorry. Sorry, blackberry acai bowls.
Acai?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Bye.